Nice today. Have a little kokosh layar. Alma Oyer Urso says the stars of the ark. So what is the ark? So the stars come out at night. Now the Gemara Rashi comes. Halu kol kechavim hamayirim. Same idea that R can change you. The Havamina is R means night. The Machanah is R means light. Elamayata kechavim hamayirim hu davar shavuchei she'ein hamayirim laibar shavuchei. It's only those stars which give light that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the stars that don't give light. But still, Halu kol tzva'av, which is mashma, side the stars which do give light, side those which don't. All praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elo ha'kamash malan, ta'ar kechadin nami ard. Coming from a different Kiddush. When it says, kol chayich ve'ar, why does it say chayich ve'ar? Even kechadin that don't give light, praise Hashem. Ha'kamash malan, ta'ar kechadin nami arhu. That the light of the stars is also considered light. What's the Kiddush that the light of the stars is considered light?
What's
the light? Why would I think the light of stars is not light?
The light is not coming from the stars.
The light that comes. Why would I think light from stars is not light? but the dark commercial one is that those that shine, the light of stars is considered light. The Chiddush is that the light of stars is called light. I'm not sure what the Chiddush is. Why would I think the light of stars is not called light?
Yes.
So you could say that the light normally comes from fire. Okay, today we have electricity, but then light came from fire. The stars, which are not fire. Which is interesting, Chazal understood. The Mishnah in Daya and the Gemara in Shabbos. Chazal understood that today we know that like the sun, there's only fire in the sun. It's not fire, you can't have fire without oxygen. Like the sun is a series of atomic reactions. So maybe Chazal meant that the Kechavim, which is not fire, that's the Chiddush. But then it wouldn't be just Kechavim, then it would be the sun also.
It'll
be a Shemesh too. What?
The sun gives light, moon gives light,
stars
don't give light.
Why? If you go out on the stars, you light, you go out late at night. The stars give some light. Otherwise, it would be shot the whole man of an eye.
You might see
when something is stuck in the front of the light. You would be calling something stars don't like light, stars give their own light. Who does it? Why is that doing it? It's about the stars. Why? So I don't know what the Kiddush is. I don't have a tariff, so we'll move on. My opinion is not even an art, and I'm not even an art of the Baruch Shalke Chavim. But the Baruch Taisus says that really the Darim go according to Lashon B'nei Adam. We go not according to the Lashon HaTzayra, but according to Lashon B'nei Adam, someone makes a neder, he's not going to have enough from, and he says a word, we interpret that word according to the general Lashon B'nei Adam, the usual Lashon that people speak. And that's how the Dharam works. So what's Pshat and Agimara? The response says that Pshat and Agimara is that we go according to Lashon B'nei Adam, if we're not sure of Lashon B'nei Adam, then we go according to Lashon HaTayr. So we wouldn't be sure how to translate R if R includes Kechavim, so it does. Rashi says that according to the Maskana, there are no stars that don't give light. All Kechavim give light. So Rashi says in the Maskana, I don't know not where Rashi saw it in the Gemara, and not why Rashi says it. You know, to meet the Shvera Rashi. Well, why does Rashi say, according to the Maskana, all stars give light? What? Well, it's really a play on words, because it depends what you call a star. Right? Mars is you can call it a star, you can not call it a star. Right? If you see it in the sky, it does have its own light. So if you call it a star, then you have a star that doesn't have light. If you don't call it a star, it's just a play on words. Okay? It doesn't seem... The Agamara that happened to me says that there are stars that don't give light. At any rate, let's get to the next one. The next thing. The Pasuk in here, Ma'ar Yaakum Reitzeach. Ma'ar Yaakum Reitzeach. Pasuk Shad, by day the murderers go out, Yikolani Davya. You can murder someone anyway, you don't need to cover darkness. But by the way, you got it. The thieves, they have to go out at night under the cover of darkness. The Gemara says, "Have the Ka'amar of the Leila Yehudah, the Ba'amar or Yomamahu, have a thing in the opposite, or a Leila. Leila is night, so Ar must be day. So we have a Raya that Ar is day, but the Gemara no. It's coming to teach us the Halacha. How's it coming? If Shita Machmilsa can not have read on the Pashas Kras to you at Tehu. What's that mean? If Shita Machmilsa, what Pashas to you? Shita Mach. No, sir, to the higher than the Pasha's God. If it's Pasha to you, that what? That's who the guy is? Someone's coming in to rob your house. Not you, Akash Shah, but someone, right? Coming to rob someone's house. So if it's Pasha to you, then it comes from the Pasha, so you're allowed to kill him. You're going to kill Benasha. In the Sabbath, or for Kalayla, you may not have begotten, but like you're going to kill Benasha. Now, if you read the Gemara without Rashi or Tysis, you get a certain impression which is inaccurate. We have to try to go through this Gemara Rashi and Tysis, okay? So, I don't know if you all noticed, there's a significant Machlokes Rashi and Tysis here. Okay, the Mashar is by Merit, this Machlokes. And Machlokes is the following. Gemara says two things. If Shitalach, you're allowed to kill him. In the Sapkalach, you're not allowed to kill him. Now, on in the Sapkalach, there's no Machlokes. In the Sapkalach is going on a father who's robbing. So his own father is robbing his house. So if you're the Sufik, if he's willing to kill you, so you're not a killer. It's a father, so not kill him, because we know because even if you're the Sufik, the assumption is the father won't kill his son for money. Well, what does it mean, Ipshitalach? That's what my question Rashi in Tysis is. The word ipshitalach milsa. When are you allowed to kill a person? Ipshitalach. If it's for sure that he's coming to kill you. Rashi learns ipshitalach goes on shakal adam. It goes on everybody. That any ganit that comes into your house, you're only allowed to kill him if pshitalach, if it's pasha to you, then a pasha's cause. If it's pasha to you, then he's coming to kill, so then you're allowed to. You're allowed to kill. It's going on call order. Tysis, the top Tysis, disagrees. Tysis, high club, I'll then maybe. The whole pasuk is talking about a father. And even when it says, Ipshitalach, the Saka father. By a father, Ipshitalach, Musa, then the Fashas class, you can kill him. You have to know for sure he's willing to kill you. It's the only time you can kill a father. So, Machlokes Rashi and Tysis and Pshat is. Does Ipshitalach go on everyone, which is Rashi's child? Or does the word Ipshitalach only go on the father, which is Tysus' child? What's the napkin, you know? So the Masha says, maybe Pashpashat, maybe it's not, but Masha certainly learned this way. And Rashi and Tysus are arguing, if you're mistaken, someone's home, and here's a ganav that's in his house. And he's not sure, let's say he's not sure if the ganav is his dark, he can't tell if it's his father or not. He's a Sufik if it's his father. Let's say he's somebody he knows. He's a Sufik if this person would kill him for money or not. Stop the way. He's not sure if the person would kill him. Is the Palabasa allowed to kill this person? You're not sure. There's a ganav in the house. Stop the ganav, you assume he's somebody to kill you. Let's say you're not sure. You have to suffer if he's coming to kill you or not. He's someone you know. You're not sure if he would kill you or not. Are you allowed to kill such a person? Not a father. If it's a father and you're Masufik, that we know for sure. That's not my father. You're not allowed to kill him if you're Masufik. either he's a subject with his father or them, or he's a subject, and he knows it, to a friend of his, to a relative of his, he's a subject, his father-in-law. He's a subject, it's someone who's a subject of his son of a man. So what do you say? According to Tysus, what should be the din? According to Tysus, you can kill him. How do we see that from Tysus? See it two ways.
Destroy it as like father, but Shakar is doing
something. You see it from Tysus. First of all, Tysus learned sheep and lach goes only in a father. Shakar, you don't need sheep and lach. By a father, in order to kill him, you need sheep and lach that he needs to kill you. That's only sheep lach goes only on the father. Everybody else, this is nothing. Tysus tells you, allowed to kill. And it's also the Tysus in the last two lines of Tysus. The last two lines Tysus says, "In bara l'chash yesh l'shalim yimach al targeyo." You're only not allowed to kill him if you know for sure he doesn't want to kill you. Looking to den al ha'av, den al ha'av means shark right. Anybody else? The Tysus holds that they stop it, you're allowed to kill the person. Rashi disagrees. This Rashi says, "If sheet l'chash goes on everybody." That by everybody you need shitolach. In order to kill a person, it has to be pashut to you coming from the people. If you have a reason to be misotik, last your sheep is, if you're misotik, you can't kill him. Stoma, you have a god in the middle of the night, your son is coming to kill you, you can kill him. But let's say you have a reason to be misotik, it's someone you know. So last your sheep is, you're not allowed to kill someone if it's a genuine suffix. And Tysa sheep is, that if you have a genuine suffix, you are allowed to kill. Except by a father, but everybody else, you're allowed to kill. That's the issue to think. Which, in order to appreciate Machlaikis properly, you have to think which side of the Machlaikis is more precious to you. And what's a shayla? Someone asks you a shayla before you learn this. Someone says, God came into your house, and you're still thinking he wants to kill you. Are you allowed to shoot? You're allowed to kill him. Why would you say Api Svar?
Yeah.
Api Svar, you're allowed to. Anybody go the other way? Which means that you shouldn't be allowed to kill. You should not be allowed. Mm-hmm. And something might be about that. What do you say to that?
You might kill you, so you're...
But are you allowed to do that if you're the certificate is going to kill you? Chayecha Kaim. You say Chayecha Kaim, then he's certainly going to kill you. You say Chayecha Kaim. No, the Vada can find. You're going to shoot him. He's going to finish. And you're the subject if he wants to kill you. What? What is Api Svara? And this is my question. Hey, question is to understand it. What do you think?
Unless you're a bad
guy. Unless you're a bad guy. Unless you're a bad guy, you should not be allowed to kill. Unless you're a bad guy, you shouldn't be allowed to kill. Why? You kill somebody for something. How can you kill somebody in the stuff?
I didn't know exactly
what that
was.
Coming
from the
right,
you'll send out the answer.
That's Inochinari. If Stamazai, you're going to deny someone, you don't know who he is. I agree. You're allowed to kill him because there's another Chazaka that he was killing. I'm talking about when you're Masutik. You see the person, you see who he is. And you're Masutik, such a person, if he was in the So we have to develop two tzedakim here. We have to develop the two tzedakim of the Machlokes. So I think most of us would understand that you can't kill somebody if you don't. That's what I would understand Api Svara. You're right. I think it's my first Russian person. But I would understand Api Svara that if you're not sure of, I'd like you have to kill the person. Which is Shita Snashi. Now she says, if you're not sure, you don't kill, isn't it? Isn't that the way it should be?
What's the matter with the father and the
Now, kavina is stamazai, stamaz gumption. Somebody comes into the house, stamazai. So, by stamaz person, you have a chazak, you're allowed to kill him. By father, you have a allowed to kill him. By father, but to be a father and any person who you have a safek hashavu by. Any person who you have a safek hashavu you can't kill. And a father you can't kill.
But
even
father, I assume
if I grant
it,
it's possible that he killed you. I assume that's true. It would come out of Rashi that there's no difference when we mechalki the father and everyone else, we're talking stamma. But if you have a reason to be misotic, there'd be no difference between a father and anybody else. If it's a safek hashavu, it's not a difference. Stamma means if you don't know, you have no clue. If you have no clue, no. So there, by shaka l'adam, if you have no idea, just as a guy in your house, if you have a chazaka, then he's coming to kill you. So you're about to kill him. By father, not. But we have a reason to be misotic. You have a reason to be misotic. So Rashi holds you're not allowed to kill him. That's what you understand?
Okay.
The subject? What?
Why
is that
subject?
Why is that subject? In the case where you have a subject, you know the person. Someone you know, and not somebody you have faith with if he was deceived.
Why is
it
called the Sashikos
Nefesh Mishadi? What would be Mishal Shabbos? He's asking why the Sashikos Nefesh you could kill Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mishal Shabbos. Maybe that's Shadon Rashi. Rashi holds that the Sashikos Nefesh you're allowed to kill somebody.
That's what
he said.
Says,
just like you could
kill Shabbos.
Right, what's the reason behind that? Sashikos Nefesh is Mishal Shabbos. So you're saying that Rashi holds that just like you're saying Shadon Rashi. So she said, just like you find Sashikos Nefesh, you're allowed to be Mishal Shabbos. So the same thing for subject to cross nefesh, you're allowed to kill somebody. Why? So it doesn't apply with the lightning for you. Someone put himself into the
lightning.
Why?
Then you'll have to kill.
Who says the Gimel Aveir Samuret? You see, by the other two Aveir Samuret, you don't have Eichet Kinnus. It's the only one where you have Eichet Kinnus. If a person came against you, you're out of killing. So what Nochum is saying is that maybe just by stopping the Farshis is not to kill the Shabbos. So we're like, so it's like a mutter, maybe it's not for myself.
Let's go back to Jorah. Something I'm sure is the way to
you're not sure if it's a Rabbi Bizar or not. It's a genuine subject, so maybe not. He killed somebody in a case where he's the one that put himself in that matzah. Maybe that's the same. At this pshat, the pshat of what Nochum is saying in different words is in the back, in the small portion of the back. I don't mean they're small people, I mean the small, right? So much in the back is a pirush from the Re'em Meitin. I don't know who he was. And he says something similar to this, that Taisi holds that that for Suffolk, that since this is the case where Ritzicha is not one of the big three, Ritzicha is not Yehoi Valyava when the person put himself in the massive. So when the person puts himself in that massive, so then it's a regular Suffolk Nefashis, Gross Nefashis, and you're allowed to kill a person. Why are you not allowed to kill somebody? Someone, to save your life, why can't you kill somebody else? So we're going to have later. The reason is because we say, my chaz is the dummy of the dust, so much say. Who says your blood is better than his blood? So why kill him to save you? So he says, this Matthias says, if that's true in a normal case, who says your blood is more chashid than his? But if he's the one that's coming to kill you, so if I can, then the Svara says that your blood is more chashid than his. He's going to say. Very good. So therefore, you have to stress the rule of word. I was asking. That, and this is the Bichus Avraham, yes, on the Reim of him. He says, what kind of son is that? You're saying, this is a Ritzicha, which is not Yarad Valyav. But you're misupik in that itself. That itself is your suffix. You don't know if this person is coming to kill you or just to see other people. But that itself, you're misupik. If his Meitzirtzach is his first Ritzach of Yarad Valyav. If he's just coming to rob from you without killing. So then, you have no right to kill him, then it's your argument that Yahweh to kill him. If he's just coming to rob. It's only maybe he's coming with the intention of killing you, so then you're allowed to kill him. But that itself is a suffix. So the kasha comes back, why are you allowed to kill him? That itself is a suffix. If this Ritzicha is the type of Ritzicha which is Mutter, is Yahweh Yahweh. So basically, we have a problem with struggling. It's Shitas Taisus. I'm talking this way to get you to think. I mean, I'd like you to appreciate the difficulty in Taisus, which is going to bring about the tradition which we're going to go into now. But there's a problem with Taisus. Why, Mitzvahic, are you allowed to kill somebody? Now, the yes, and people say, the yes, an American, what do you mean the guy came into your house? You're allowed to kill him. You talk about it being fair, you know, he came to your house, he put himself in the mouth, he can kill him. But the point is that we don't kill people unless we have a heter. If Mustafik, you're allowed to kill him. He came, he's robbing your house, he's a terrible person, he's a Russian. But you can't kill him, you have no right to kill Rishon. Why right do you have Mustafik to kill a different person? That's the problem with Shita Taisus. Now Shita Taisus is also Shita Taisus. The Rambam passes like Taisus, that the Suffolk you're allowed to kill, that's most likely the sheet of right Rishayim, called like Taisus. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin which seems to be clearly a riot to Taisus. And therefore, certainly, it needs a Hezber, sheet of Taisus. Rav Shach, Rabbi Ezri, and Devin Ozel, both of them, and they're both in the ninth parak. Brokus Geneva say that if you're Medayik in the Lashon HaRambam, you can come up with a Chiddush. And that is that if someone's running after a Raydeh, roommate's running after Shimon to kill him. So what's the din? So you kill Reuven. Shimon's supposed to turn around and kill Reuven. Not only Shimon, but anybody, if you see Reuven running after Shimon to kill him, you have a mitzvah to kill the righteous. The Rambam says that if you have a righteous running after someone to kill him, you're supposed to kill the righteous. The Rambam says it's one mitzvah of day and two mitzvahs lois of day. The Kayan. The Katsota is Kappa, is a mitzvah of day, and Lysamid al Damriyapa. And there's another lot. You have three mitzvahs that you Makayan when you kill a righteous. Are you like killing somebody? What is the mitzvah? Then the Rambam says, in the next halacha, or two halachas later, the habad in achteres, if someone comes into someone else's house to kill, to steal, Rishai Laharba. You have Rishus to kill the Babi Machteris, the one coming into the house. So Rasha says 1 minute. By a Raidiv, you say it's a mitzvah. By a Babi Machteris, why do you say it's a mitzvah? You're also killing the person in order to save the life of the Yigna. Why does the Rambam say mitzvah Lahargai? Why does he say Rishai Lahargai? Some of you noticed in our Gemara that Rashi Pasha, I think, was also Rishai Lahargai. Is that the Kasha? Why don't you have the same mitzvah? Why don't you say the same thing that the Jebba mitzvah? Gemara Pasha Nitin Lassi Levinash. Nitin sounds like Abishas. Not Rashach and Eben Arbo. They're two separate demons. A Raidev is someone who's definitely coming to kill you, and that's a din Raidev, and that's a mitzvah to kill him. Vadim Achteres is this Kiddush. It's a Xeris HaKasov, that even if by a Vadim Achteres, even though it's a Sopik, if he's coming to kill you, even though it's a Sopik, Abba Pikein, you're allowed to kill him. That's the Xeris HaKasov of Vadim Achteres. Otherwise, I would know if I'm din Raidev. If you need that, only if he's Badai going to kill you, you're allowed to kill him. Like Rashi Shita. So I don't need a Pasuk above a Machteris. I can learn that out from the same Pasha I learned right there. Acha Chadei Reba Haragai. From my son of Adam Reyakov, from the Chadei Reba Kappa. I grew up from there. Takeret, Babi Machteris is Exeris HaKosu, that even by a Babi Machteris, even if you're Mesutik, Hapa Fiken, you're allowed to kill. And not only that, but even Bein Bechel, Bein Bishabes. The Babi Machteris, the Hesed, the Gemara says, even on Shabbos, if I call Shabbos to kill somebody, I thought he can't. The Gezeres HaKasov of Babi Machteris is that even when it's a Sopik, you're committed to kill somebody who's Babi Machteris. What? Rashi doesn't have to hold with this Sopik. Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds Babi Machteris is another type of writer. So we come out of Kasha and Rashi. Why do I need Babi Machteris? Well, why don't I just learn out of writing? That's the Kasha. You have to think of a Terror. But Akapanim, this is the Machlek, it's now between Rashi and Rashi. So if he does kill him by Babi Machteris, he's not even a Beirut. He's not even a Beirut. So the Shai Lahargai. Well, how to kill him? Strange thing. You have the Shus to kill him, and the Machal Shabbos to kill him, but you don't have to. But that's the din of Babi Machteris. Regular right, which is certainly allowed to kill Hashem. The flesh is certainly allowed to kill. Even if Abba Machteris is a Sopik, it's a Chiddush Nabi, a Sopik. And what became, you're allowed to kill him? You're allowed to kill him a Shabbat. Right, it's not the Chiddush you kill a Shabbat. It's not the Chiddush you kill a Shabbat. But the Chiddush is that you're allowed to kill him, he's allowed to kill him. Kashtus means everybody. Kashtus is, there is no death. They didn't even see it, even if they on the Gemara says, so kind of said, look, cash the truth is over. Why is it a cash on Rashi? Because Rashi, the way the Mashiach explains Rashi holds that you're not allowed to kill someone with fire. So Bobby Machteris is only with certainty he's coming to kill you.
But the thing about So
Shlomi is asking that, what do you mean? I mean, Rashi should be good, that even if that Babi Machteris is telling you that Samazah, you have a Chazaka, then he's coming to kill you. But that's a spoiler, I don't need a public for that. That's a spoiler, we have a spoiler. Someone's coming into your house, so he knows that you're going to fight him, you're not going to give him your money, so he's late. That's a spoiler. That spoiler, I don't need the Pasha Babi Machteris. That spoiler is true anyway. The name is a righteous, so a righteous, you're about to kill. That should be included in righteous. Yeah.
Also
in that year. Also in that year. Even year. Guys, certainly about to kill. So even Jew? Yeah. This is Rav Shach's Hesber in the Nafar. Now. Here, the So there's a problem, there's a kasha on this whole sugya of machteres, which is a very problematic problem that you're going to have to follow to just get. Once you have, it's easy. But if someone, let's say you're up a gun, I'll talk to you, but somebody is at home at night and he's sleeping in his house and he hears there's a guy, maybe he sees the guy in his bedroom. Right. So what do we say? He's got a gun, he happens to have a gun handy under his covers, it's loaded, he knows how to shoot. So what's the deal? So say now, I said to the Rambam, that assuming it's not his father who's robbing the house, that he should be allowed to shoot him, allowed to kill him. Right? And the truth is, in this case, even Rashi agrees, because Stam Hazar, you assume. And why do I kill him? This gun is, he's not interested in killing you. He's looking through your drawers and taking out your money or your jewelry or whatever it is he's taking. Why are you allowed to kill him? So the Gemara says the following. Listen here. We have a chazaka, shein adam, ma'amadat me amamayna. The God knows that if the Balabayas wakes up, ain't adam ma'amadat me amamayna. People, ma'amaysa, resist. They don't just give up their money. They resist. Since the Ganav knows that, so he's prepared that if you're going to fight with him, he's going to kill you. So mainly he's a, like a leader or like a shah, he's above the Machteret, because he's going to kill you. For 1 minute. The other Nesa can just keep your eyes closed and stay in bed until he leaves. What right do you have to kill him? So you have a very fresh day, so you keep on sleeping.
There's
something. Huh?
There's
something. First of all, I'll keep smiling. I attack it. You notice that there's a tachos, like Rosh Hashanah says, and Rosh Hashanah. I need to make a distinction between Rosh Hashanah Tzedish and Pasha, the Pasha Tzedish.
But you didn't do it right.
What?
The way you think, you just didn't do it right.
A guy that cut the show. So if someone comes over to someone in the street, points a gun, he says, give me your money. Right? The person gives him his money. If he has a gun, he's safe. Well, that's what we'll do. Just give him his money and let him go home, that's fine. Was this person who was robbed, was he a sakana? Look at that guy, was he a sakana?
Huh?
Give you another case. You're in the street. Someone comes over and puts a gun at a person. He says, give me your money. If you don't give me your money, I'm going to shoot you. But then he goes, why would he give him his money? The person goes away. Was the big man, was he a second?
I don't know if he has his money.
I'll tell you a story, I'm listening to Shiloh. I'll tell you a story. Now he's listening to Shiloh. Was he a second or wasn't he a second?
I don't know if he got his
money.
Right? No, but you were not saying right. Right.
Let me tell you, I have what?
Something's coming, but nothing
happened.
No, nothing happened.
The Mishnah Berurah says the following. I'm looking at it. He says, the Shem the Chaye Adam, the Mishnah Sada. He says that in such a case, it's the list here on and ratio test. It's in a ratio test, the list here on offer, the list second, the list here the list here on offer. Especially on the brook, there's a brook, Shasali Mace for Mokin Adet. I'm not going to get into the details of it. But the Chayyadam, he says, on this matu Ganavin, and Mishim Deboy, Rat, Bishvil Mamin, the Mecca Hashas Akon. Shuzon says that's not what's happening. Then we kept the money. It didn't come for right. So it's only considered money. Says to Mishnah Berurah, my Nehira Klal. It's not true. Why? What's the Mishnah Berurah's raya? The Api Din was the Laharkai. The Chazaka Balaharai. Yeah, the Chazaka of a person comes to you with a gun. He's coming to kill you. You're not going to give him the money. So Kiyadua Medin the Machteres. Mishnah Berurah says that you aren't Sakhan. Explain to me, I understand not the Mishnah Berurah. You're ready with Sakhan. If you resist, and you fight with him, then you succumb. But if you don't resist, what's the value of succumbing? He expects you to resist. Of course, why you don't resist? He's got to fight with you. Right. But if you don't resist, his mindset is not the case. So was I in Sakana or wasn't I in Sakana? This is a Mahalik. The Mahalik is like this. That Chazal shuts up human nature that people resist. So when a person comes to you again and points a gun at him and says, I'm going to kill you, he's in Sakana. Why is he in Sakana? Because generally people resist. So what's the sakana? It's not about him, it's going to do it myself. My nature to resist, that's why I'm sakana. Yeah. So of course, somebody with a gun, and that means somebody with sakana, right? To put the gun in. Again, if you see somebody holding up someone else, so you're supposed to kill the attacker. So you assume the defender is not going to be a man who has an alma mater, he'll shoot him. But let's say a person knows himself, and knows that he might ask my son in the gun, I'll give him my life. So then, what's the effect on
that?
But the guy that doesn't kill, if he gives his violence, if he gives him all, he goes away. Chazal say it. What does Chazal say? Why is it Tekhana? Only because Chazaka ain't other minded outside of the way. Chazal is saying that if you're minded outside, if you don't fight, then you're not in danger. Chazal is telling you that. But if let's say you don't fight, is he going to shoot?
But
from Chazal, I'm asking that way. Chazal said, why are you in Sakana? Because he, Chazal, gave out the man of money. Because you're going to fight back, that's why he's going to kill you. The mashmois is that if you're not going to fight back, he won't kill you. And certainly, in the case where a person is sleeping at night, he makes believe he's sleeping, Chazal assumes he's not going to kill. So do you have a right to take out a gun and shoot the person? In Svara, it's a bit of a problem. Svara should seem that if you're sleeping in bed at night, and a goddess comes in, and you have your wits about you strong enough to be quiet, which is very hard, even though people know that the best thing is to make sure you're sleeping, but people don't do it. You know, they get up and they scream. But let's say you are somebody who has your wits about you, and someone has a gun under your cousin, or something like that. So you have no right to kill him. L'chayim. L'chayim, you have no right to kill a person. If you could be my image yourself. Now, the Nishmasadam certainly sees all that way. Nishmasadam says, if someone picks you up, it's not a sakana. If you're not going to resist, you're not a sakana. That's what Nishmasadam says. Nishmabura seems to hold, at least there, in Hilchis, in the Amokas, there, at the Barakas, that you are in Sakana. There's a second Nishmabura, which is in Hilchis Shabbos, it's in the Shilchot test. Speaker of Ganim comes into someone's house on Shabbos, Chalila. So, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, to kill him, to save yourself? So the Mishnah Berurah here, now what would you say, based on the other Mishnah Berurah? A guy that is in a person's house, and he's robbing the house. So are you allowed to kill the person in order, is there anything above the left hand? So the Chayla, if you know you're someone who could just be quiet, push the Chayla Adam, you're not in Sakana, you shouldn't be allowed to be in Chal Shabbos. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be that you are in Sakana, you should listen to what's considered Sakana. You should be allowed to kill them even on Shabbos. And strangely enough, the Mishnah Berurah itself, it's in the Shulchan Tez, it's in Kut Tez Zayin, he says, Kishabo al Yachid, if certain Shulchan Aruch, that if Ganavim come, you're allowed to kill the Ganavim. Shavuot says that Boaz robbing. That's when Ganavim are robbing the city. So somebody is going to resist. It's a Sakana, so you're allowed to kill the Ganav. But Shavuot Yachim, Yoniach Nikach Mamayna Vele Yechalos HaShabbos. Shavuot says you have to let him steal and don't kill him. This Mishnah Berurah sounds a lot like the Chayyadah. Mishnah Berurah says if someone's robbing your house, so you have to let him rob your house. You can't be Mechal Shabbos to save money. If Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Mechal Shlomo, the faith was struggles with this idea. Because he doesn't understand. We learned the Gemara, above the Machpelah, you're allowed to kill. We talked about Titus, even Sopik you're allowed to kill. So Mishnah Berurah says, you have to Shabbos, you have to worry about Kala Shabbos. Don't resist. Every Bobby Machteris, you should say in a lot of Bobby Machteris, don't resist. If you already started resisting, you kill him. What's the Shabbos? What's the Shabbos? The Shabbos, you have to then fight him, and after Tzicha, you're allowed to kill him. What's the logic for that?
So you're
going to
have Shabbos
there, Tzicha,
but then you're
only going to kill him. Yes, still, but still, after Tzicha, I'm allowed to resist the Machatzilla. Doesn't say in Hilchus Bava Seret that you know how to resist. And in Hilchus Shabbos, you should say, no, Shabbos on the right, the Chayra comes out like this. If you see a Ganit going to someone's house, you can't stop the Ganit, he's not going to resist. You see a Ganit going to a house, you can't stop him. So the Chayra, you should be Mechuyah to help the Ganit. Because if the Ganit goes in himself, the other person's going to kill him, or somebody will get killed. If it's your power to help the guy, just tie up the Nignaf so he can't resist. So the Shema Zalman writes that, the Bechayr, you should have to tie up the Nignaf, you shouldn't resist. And it will steal, and finish. The only Echel Shabbos, the time to see him. He says, well, he didn't lay out there. He says, the Father, it's not true. The Bechayr, that's what should come out. It's a problem. What? But the way in the story is only if you resist. That's what the Shabbos said. He's only a writer because you resist him. The Shabbos says, if a guy comes out for Shabbos, let him steal. So that's true. The only thought is, if he resists, I'm going to kill him. The thought is only, if he resists, I'm going to kill him. The only way out of this whole problem is really a mess. The whole thing is really a major problem. The whole din of Bavi Machteres is problematic because it should always say, Bavi Machteres, best thing is give him your money. If you don't give him the money, then you're letting, if you're going to resist, you're an honor, that's what you do. You're resisting, then you can kill him. It doesn't say that. The only way out is Rav Shach. To say that there's Hakosu, that you're allowed to kill a Bavi Machteres. Someone comes into your house, he comes over to you in the street, and he's stealing from you. The Torah gave you a Shufla Hagai. Because since it's in his mind that if you resist, he'll kill you, that they're not, the Torah gave you a Shus. Now, Machir to kill him. Abad, you're allowed to give you the money. But you have a Shus, you show you the Hagai. The only way out is with Rosh Hashanah. What about Shabbos? Shlomo Zalman by Shvar in the Mishnah Berurah. Shlomo Zalman by Shvar in the Mishnah Berurah. That one Shabbos should be the same thing. If the Zeres HaKotah did that above and our parents have been like a righted, you should have a Harvard, it should be even on Shabbos.
Why don't we?
It doesn't understand Shabbos, it's an extra Shabbos, that they have
Chalak. Why is it rather you don't even call Shabbos?
What? If the Torah allowed the Tzicha, which is one of the big three, it didn't allow for Shabbos.
So he has a choice to either or, so.
Apparently that's the Mishnah Berurah. But the Lashon HaGemara is Bein Bechor Bein B'Shabbos. It's in Sanhedrin. When I say Bobbi Machteres for Shalom HaHargoy, Bein Bechor Bein B'Shabbos. Hashas HaGemara is being killed no matter what. See, from Rav Shach it comes out that even if you have presence of mind you could do it. Rav Shach called it an Einish to a Ganid. The Torah was Mahanish a Ganid with Mammon and the Fashis. And he brings a raya, let me just tell you, he brings a raya, the Rambam in the Binyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam writes, when he writes about a Ganev, he writes, the Einish HaGanev is the Mammon with the Nefashis. Which means a Ganev is killed with Nefashis. What does that mean? A Ganev is not Chayim Misa. A Shach Murim? No. A Ganev, Bishach Geneva, is Chayim Misa. Did the Ein Shmisa on him? And B'shas Kineva, and anybody who had a kill him, Bob and that test. So the Apisfari, you could say, so Shabbos, you don't have that hetter, that's Shabbos. See, the Gemara, the Gemara seems to say that Shabbos is the same thing. So the Zamarai Bath, the Micha Shloimai, and say with Aleph, Simon Zion, so he says, and you see, he struggles for a few paragraphs, impossible to root him, and he doesn't really have a tenet that satisfies, and at the end, they might share. But really, the best way, or the most convenient way out, is Roshach. Roshach is a Sam say, it's really a say, it's a Sakata, right? Roshach has a riot to it. That riot is a mitzvah to kill the riot, and Bob Akhtaris, it's only a Roshach. There's riot to this Mahalik, and David Arzul says it as well, and in the Chubis and the Afikayam, three places I found this Kiddush, in the Afikayam, they would face, it's at least in the Mem. All three places say the same Kiddush, that there's a Din Raide, and there's a Din Baba Nachteres. And first impression that Baba Nachteres is a Raide, but it's not, it's a separate halacha. The Rambam's lashon is that a Baba Nachteres is two Raide, like a Raide. And then another one, these Raides, when the Rambam says Kir, that he doesn't mean the same Din, he means a few other places. Two Raide, but it's not Mamish Din Raide. A component, this is the Mahalach of Roshach, and it's the Chayav necessary Mahalach to understand the whole thing. Yeah, why should Avraham answer that? Says in Zohar LaRashem. The borrower that he wouldn't kill, there's no Einish. Einish is on such a Ganiv, okay? Based on this type of Ganiv, he was ready to kill. Let's say you see a Ganiv is robbing an empty house. So then there's no Din Nefashis, you can't shoot him. You see a Ganiv robbing an empty house or stealing a car on the street, you can't kill him. A Ganiv in such a massive is a Rishus to kill. Rabbi Chanan has a different mahalach in this sugya. Rabbi Chanan's lashon is always very clear. For some reason, this piece here in the Kaddish Shurim is not so clear, and I think so I have to explain where it's coming from and where it's headed. And in order to understand Rabbi Chanan, you first have to know the machlekes hapaiskim. There's a shayla in the Kesef Mishnah. We know there's a mitzvah of hatzalat nefashos. In Stamid Adam Reyacha, you see somebody who's drowning, you have a mitzvah to jump into the water and save him. In Stamid Adam Reyacha. The shayla is, do you have a mitzvah to save someone, even if you're going to put yourself into suffix sakan? You're going to put yourself into a suffix of danger. If there's a shark that happens to him. So you're going to go try to save him, the shark might attack you. So in such a case, you're putting yourself into suffix sakana to save somebody else's life. Is that included in the mitzvah of Samar al-Damriya? To put yourself into suffix sakana in order to save someone else. Rafi Svara, what would you say? Rafi Svara? No. Why not? Again, the question is, do you put yourself in suffix sakana? Do you have a mitzvah, but some of them are yet. So put yourself in suffix sakana to save someone else's life. We don't see for Baba Nachteres, the person is still about to live now. But here it's the person himself who's in danger. Here, so that different person is not in danger.
Not
Check out you how you're supposed to answer the question. Why do you save people's lives? It's a mitzvah, it's an assay and two lavin. And for me it's your shayla. So through a mitzvah assay and two lavin, you put yourself in sakana, No, I would answer it. Are you mechuyev to put yourself in suffix sakana in order to be mekayim in three mitzvahs? I would think the answer is no. Yeah, I think that's the one that should have the answer. Because you're thinking, is it fair? Is it right? Does it make sense? No, the question is, why do you have to save someone's life? Because it's a missing detail. Now, to do a missing detail, you put yourself in suffix sakana. Three mitzvahs. Even 16 mitzvahs.
The
same thing. No, right this. You have to kill the right this. That's the heel for yourself in sakana.
So,
Ruben is running a shiva to kill him. You have a gun. So, the derech has heaven, not put yourself. I'm saying you put yourself in a real sakana. Why is it more than a
mitzvah?
Let me ask you a question. Let's say, and this is a nice shahaya. The advisory is a nice shahaya. A person was condemned to death. We're not talking the United States, we're talking in a time when there were cruel rules, right? So a Yid was condemned to death. So other Yid came to beg that he should pardon him. So this king or whoever he was said, okay, you want me to not kill him? If you let me cut off your ear, I won't kill him. If you lose a neighbor, I won't kill him. So, now, he talks that cutting off the ear in the Middle Ages was suffix sakana. Let's say it's not a suffix sakana. Let's say it'll be the doctors, that'll be good. Does a person have to lose his ear to save someone else's life? What do you say? The Shach says you don't have to. Why not? The Shach doesn't say why. Why don't you have to? I think the Moshe writes the tensor. But Samad Adam Reyecha is alive. You're not mechuyev to lose your ear to be mekayim alive. That's mekayim al asay, or asay is alive. You're not mechuyev. Maybe you're allowed to, but you're not mechuyev. That's the way you should do it. Roy Paiskim holds the way I'm saying. That the suffix that you don't, there's no mitzvah to put yourself in suffix sakana to save someone else's life. The mitzvah Samad Adam Reyecha does not give you a mitzvah to put yourself in suffix sakana to save somebody else's life. The Kesef Mishnah disagrees. The Kesef Mishnah holds no, you are mechuyev. The Kesef Mishnah says that you're mechuyev to put yourself in suffix sakana to save somebody else's life because zeh suffix is zeh vada. He looks at it, I think some of you expressed that, that he looks at it, look, your Rebbeinu Shlomo has two Jews. You don't do anything, you only have one. It's a Bade Sakana. So we'd rather have you get yourself into Bade Sakana and then the other person won't be in the Bade Sakana anymore. You might be able to say it. So that's double or nothing. It's like Machinami can look at it the other way. But this is the Russian of the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, Allah Badai, who suffered? So therefore, it is a mitzvah to put yourself in suffix sakana in order to save the life of the second person. The Beis Yosef says the same thing. Remember why the Beis Yosef told that they were in the Kesef Mishnah? Same person. The Beis Yosef in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Mechana brings this in the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, which is the same. And it's a printing mistake. In the Mechana it says, Simin, Tough Lamed Dalid, it's actually Simin Tzuf Lamed Vav. It's like the last Simin, or next to the last Simin, if I should describe. And the Smavir brings down this Mechlaikis. You don't pass like the Kesef Mishnah, but the Kesef Mishnah passes like the Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah holds that you do. Now, I know it is, it's true on the Hunter. Now, Rav Yochanan, again, why are we mentioning Rav Yochanan? So we're trying to have a different tenet than Rav Shach. What was the Kasha? Kasha was to understand Shita's Taisis. Taisis Shita is that by a suffix, by Bada Machteris, is a suffix, you also allowed to kill the person. You're allowed to kill the Bada Machteris, even if you're Masupik, if he's coming to kill you. So Rashat Mahalik was that this is a Gzeres HaKasim. And he writes that it's a Gzeres HaKasim, so remember, we have no problem, we have no cash. But we don't want to go with Rashat Mahalik. We just want to understand how to stop his father, not to say it's a Gzeres HaKasim. So now, we have a situation where it's up to Rav Chanan. Tosis will come out good if Tosis holds like the Kesef Mishnah. How is that? I'd let you try to think it through, but it's late, so I'll... The way Rav Chanan says it is the following. He says, let's see. The person who's being robbed is a Badei Nefesh. He's certainly a life worth saving. The person who's doing the robbing, the gamut, is a Suffolk Nefesh. We're not so sure, is he someone who's a Leidamin? Is he a person who's like a Leidit, he means to kill? Or maybe he doesn't mean to kill. So we have here a choice between a Vadai Nefesh, which is the Nefesh of the Balabas, and a Suffolk Nefesh, which is the Nefesh of the Ganim. The Sheikh, the Kesef Mishnah, says that Allah Vadai Vallah Suffolk. You save the Vadai, we ignore the Suffolk. We sacrifice the Suffolk in order to save the Vadai. Since the Ganav is a Suffolk, you have to have it. The Chana is saying he's a Suffolk because if, in fact, he's a righteous, then it's a Nodamim, then his life has no significance in the eyes of Allah. Okay, the Chana is not a Shah. He says righteous, this is the case of righteous. Righteous, not there, it's a sense. He says even a Suffolk righteous is better, we'd rather sacrifice a Suffolk righteous, his nefesh, his life is a Suffolk because it's something that's very protective, in order to save the life of the Balabas who's a Badei Nefesh. So that's Shadon Taisus. Taisus not like the Kesef Mishnah. Taisus held that we'd rather give up a Suffolk nefesh in order to save a Badei Nefesh. Rashi disagrees, because Rashi holds that like the other Taisus, that we don't sacrifice, we don't make such mistakes.
It's not a Badei Nefesh.
Why? Exactly. I'm telling you the Chana, okay? The Chana says, again, that the person being put into danger is a Badei Nefesh, is a Nefesh worth saving. The one coming to kill is a Suffolk Nefesh. It's worth it for me to say, kill the Suffolk Nefesh for the Badei Nefesh, because I love Badei, I love Suffolk. That is the Chana's prayer. It would be late, there's room to be methodic, but I'd like you to take a think about it to try to get an appreciation. Okay, right, Rav Chanan is here on the page, it's just the last few lines of a long piece here. Tomorrow I hope you'll get your running shoes on, because we're going to try to cover it. Hold on, almost 30 minutes.